lastly, we have Mary here. I think that's going to get us to the end of the hour, so I'll shut up and listen
yes,
to Mary.
Yes, hi. Two kind of clarifying questions. One, on the niacinamide, are we supposed to take that with a meal or without a meal?
It doesn't matter, ma'am, but it is a nutrient, so if you want to take it with meals, go for it, and if you'd rather take it separately, that's fine, too. Now, one thing about the niacinamide, the big pill I was talking to that guy about, most of us guys can swallow. For women, it's sometimes a little big, so they do make a 1,000-milligram tablet, or capsule, where you get the same total quantity, 3,000 milligrams, as with 1,500 twice a day, but it's easier to swallow.
Okay, because I didn't know if, yeah, it might break down better, with a meal or with some food.
Well, it is a nutrient, and I'm always in favor of nutrients with food, ma'am. You're right.
Okay, and then you've talked about that stomach acid test before. I'm just curious, like, if somebody almost has, like, no HCL, how many possibly would that test kind of say to take? I have somebody that I want to send in there to have the test.
Well, they would need to take, I'm not kidding, this is based on research from the 1940s in California by a professor there. If they have almost no stomach acid, one needs to take at least 6, 7, possibly 8 with a full meal. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Oh, the stomach, when we're younger, can make a whole bunch of hydrochloric acid.
Right. And then what would cause somebody, if they kind of had digestive issues kind of most of their life and a lot of constipation, What with the HCL, is there something, I don't mean wrong with them, but is there actually something that makes that not function like other people?
The big deal happens to be dairy allergy. That knocks out a lot of people's stomachs when they're young and they don't come back real good. Now, that's the big deal. But there's other things, too. There was an epidemic of influenza at a university in Texas where the students were being paid to have their stomach acid checked every week for as part of some experiment, and then here comes the flu, and everybody gets the flu, and when the students come back, they got a whole heck of a lot less stomach acid than they had before they had the flu, ma'am. So viruses apparently can do it too, and with those students, some of them had their stomach acid come back, but a few of them didn't. So it's not just milk and dairy. Yes.
Interesting. And then that just, when you said that, it brought up one more question. Since the measles thing is being talked about so much these days, you know, what is your viewpoint as far as if people want to keep their immune systems high and not necessarily take that particular vaccine? Or I don't know what your
viewpoint is on that. I'm back to the 50,000 units of vitamin A for adults, unless they're pregnant, of course. The extra vitamin D to become into tropical optimal, and that little smidge of zinc, and that does a whole heck of a lot to get the immune system stronger.
So pretty much boost it up with the A, D, and zinc, you said.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm told we're at the end of the program, so thank you so much for calling back, and that way we could reiterate about keeping our immune system strong.